You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Is it time to smash the panic button about the Cincinnati Bengals offense? We'll talk about it next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Dan Schneier, and we're going to talk about some Week 9 waiver wire targets in a little bit. But first, Dan, I mean, I don't need to really belabor the point too much. This Bengals offense looked like an absolute disaster, and I don't need to ask what's wrong with them because they're missing one of the five most dynamic wide receivers in football. Ja'Marr Chase, obviously dealing with this hip injury, was not placed on IR, so hopefully he won't have to miss the full four games, but wasn't there on Monday night against the Browns, and this offense really couldn't get anything going. They scored 13 points in the fourth quarter, but it was all checkdowns. They couldn't do anything down the field. And that's really been the issue for this offense all season. Like, even when things were going well, they weren't hitting on the deep passes the way they were last season. Joe Burrow, I believe, had 10 completions of more than 50 yards last season. They haven't been nearly as effective as that this season. He's bottom five in percentage of his pass attempts traveling more than 15 yards down the field. They just haven't even been able to take those chances. Any reason to think it's going to get better than it was on Monday night moving forward?
I think so, only because one of the issues tonight was obviously no Ja'Marr Chase. Defenses can scheme differently to take away your offense. But another issue was Jonah Williams, the Bengals' left tackle, on an island against Myles Garrett. And Myles Garrett showed tonight why he is viewed by many as the best pass rusher in the NFL, the premier defensive end. And I think when he's clicking and when he's playing like he is tonight, he is. And so every week, Jonah Williams won't have to go up against Myles Garrett on an island. So that is the reason for hope that they will be able to get something going. But you lose a lot of explosiveness when you take a Ja'Marr Chase out of that offense. So I think it will be somewhere in between what we saw tonight and then what we saw from those 2 weeks where he was kind of on a run with six touchdowns going into this game. Because I still think the Bengals have figured out that the best way to operate their offense is to put Joe Burrow in no huddle, let him use tempo, let him spread the field, let him read pre to post snap, and let him get going in the passing game. Because obviously, as we saw also tonight, the Browns came in with a struggling run defense, and it didn't look like it against Joe Mixon in this offensive line. There was nowhere to go.
Yeah, part of the problem also is just this team has not really been able to run the ball out of shotgun, but they haven't really, you know, they're so dependent on 11 personnel. They're so dependent on, you know, Joe Burrow out of the shotgun. They haven't really been able to figure that part out of the offense as well. So it looks a little aimless, and it was especially concerning because this was a Browns defense. I mean, yes, Myles Garrett is obviously a freak. I think I saw on the broadcast 65 sacks in his first 75 games, which is just a ridiculous number. I think he actually added to that. But this is a team that was 30th in scoring defense coming in. They didn't have Denzel Ward. I mean, this should have been an opportunity for the Bengals offense to get some stuff going without Ja'Marr Chase. It's a little concerning. I don't know if it's a, you know, a 10 on the panic-o-meter, but it's a, you know, maybe a 7.
Yeah, 7, 8.
Just because it's been there have been stretches where they've struggled this season, you know, even when, you know, Ja'Marr Chase was there. So I'm a little worried about what this means moving forward, but we'll talk about that and we'll have more on the Bengals offense moving forward. But for now, let's move along to the Week 9 waiver wire targets. And if you need running back help, it's not a good one. Caleb Huntley, probably the best running back available on waivers. He's like 23% rostered. He's been serving as the leading rusher for the Falcons. He doesn't really do anything else. Tyler Algier gets, you know, goal line work as well. But Huntley does have a matchup against the Chargers defense that was really bad against the run last season. They have allowed the most points per game to opposing running backs so far this season. So you know, not a bad situation there. We know they want to run the ball, but if you need wide receivers, tell me who you like out of this group most. Rondale Moore, Joshua Palmer, or Darnell Mooney?
Yeah, it's definitely Rondale Moore for me. He's first on my list this week. I love the route participation increases. I love that he's had, I think it was, I missed the stat now. I think it was six targets in the last, at least eight targets in his last, three of his last four games, mm-hmm. pretty sure is the stat.
Yeah, the one outlier was that first game with DeAndre Hopkins back on Thursday night where he was playing almost exclusively out wide. And like Kyler Murray's 5'10". Rondale Moore's 5'7". That's a long distance for two short people to try to connect. So Rondale Moore was running out of the slot like 80% of the time. Actually, it was like 70% of the time on Sunday, which is much more like what we need to see from Rondale Moore.
100%. And that's the key factor here. The defense is going to focus attention on Hopkins, and that opens up things for Rondale Moore.
Yeah, this offense just, it makes more sense with DeAndre Hopkins. Turns out the guy that's been one of the best wide receivers in football for the better part of a decade, still really, really good. And that's been very good to see. He's a top five wide receiver for me. Rondale Moore for week nine, I haven't quite finalized my rankings. He might be a top 24 guy. Now, look, there are six teams on bye, so a lot of options missing, especially in the wide receiver two range. Right. But, you know, Darnell Mooney's been very productive of late outside of that first game against the Saints. So I do like what we've seen from him at quarterback. Justin Fields, I mean, I'm viewing him as pretty much a top 12 quarterback. I think he's been that each of the past 4 weeks. Is that where he is for you too?
100%. They're designing runs for him, which is important. He's doing things like he did it. He made a play against the Cowboys where he recognized pre-snap that they were going to be in man coverage and that the routes were going to bring all the Bears receivers to the left. And so he just kind of pivoted, rolled, spun back to his right and ran for 15 yards, picked up an easy first down on third and long. And why would he not keep doing that, right?
Yeah, it's been very promising to see how he's been used, averaging almost 70 rushing yards per game over the past 4 weeks. He might have as much upside as a rusher as anyone not named Lamar Jackson right now. So that's obviously key for his fantasy value. And if you need a tight end, Greg Dulcich might just be a top eight tight end for me moving forward. Partially, that's a factor of how bad the position is, but double-digit PPR points in each of his first three career games. You can't argue with that. So really like what we're seeing from him. Not sure there's any other tight ends you really want to add, but we'll have more on the full episode of Fantasy Football Today where you can get more on the top waiver wire options for every position. Make sure you tune into FFT on HQ, CBS Sports HQ at noon tomorrow, and we'll see you next time on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.